Magazine.
Amidst growing concern over the threat of bird flu, Agriculture Minister Jan Mladek went out of his way this week to show Czechs that there was no reason to fear poultry products. The minister, who claims to breakfast on yogurt and black coffee, presided over a breakfast that Emperor Charles IV would not have scoffed at. The tables groaned under the weight of roast chicken, smoked chicken, chicken sausages, salami, turkey sandwiches, turkey salad, and the like. Among his breakfast guests were the president of the Agrarian Chamber, the chief veterinary inspector, and the heads of firms and companies making poultry products, all of them tucked in to show that poultry is indeed safe as the cameras clicked like mad. Somewhat ironically, this orgy took place on the morning of Ash Wednesday, a day on which many believers start a 40-day fast preceding Easter. But business is business. There's a saying that if you save someone's life, it belongs to you forever. And this appears to be true, even if that someone happens to be a wild boar. When 56-year-old Pavel Eichler saved a wild baby boar lying injured in the cornfields close to his home, about a year ago, he never expected it to become a close companion. The baby boar was christened Bohoš and pampered by the whole family until it got well. When Pavel decided that the boar was well enough to be let loose in the fields, he was in for a big surprise. Bohoš stuck to him like a leech, returning home safely from wherever he was left. Today, Pavel and Bohoš are inseparable. The boar has been dog-trained and responds to the basic commands. He accompanies his master on shopping trips and to the pub, where he's become a much-loved attraction, getting a bowl of beer on the floor while his master downs a few pints at the table. And if one of them should overdo it, there's always the other to lead him back home safely. If you're coming to Prague this autumn and have been here before, prepare for a big surprise. You should find the Prague taxi service, notorious for its dishonest, surly drivers, radically transformed. The head of Prague's taxi service, Jiří Kvasnička, says that as of late summer, early autumn, Prague taxi drivers will all be using yellow cabs, and those who meet you at Prague's Ruzyně Airport should be the cream of the crop, dressed in a formal suit, able to communicate in English and German, and behaving like perfect gentlemen. Their language courses start in May, and Kvasnička says that the stated high standards will be compulsory for all drivers who wish to operate in the city centre and other lucrative tourist hotspots. Well, I'm sure that any tourist who has been to Prague will agree that this sounds like heaven on earth. There's just one thing that gives me cause for concern. Among the new classes that cabbies will have to attend are assertiveness courses. And I really think that the last thing the Czech cabbies need is to get any more assertive. When the Western-style Miss Beauty contests returned to the Czech Republic after the fall of communism, they were highly publicized, well-attended events, broadcast live by Czech television and watched by millions of viewers. The communist ban on beauty queens resulted in a crazy boom of beauty queen contests in which the nation went wild. You name it, we had it. Miss Wetshirt, Miss Beer, Miss XXL, but none more bizarre than Miss Compost Heap, the latest in a series of outrageous Miss contests. 16 years on, it seems that the nation is finally sated. Although there are still two official beauty queen contests fighting for supremacy, Miss Czech Republic and Czech Miss, Public interest is definitely on the wane. One of the visible signs of this moving on is that the car maker Škoda, a prominent sponsor of these events in the past, has announced that it is no longer interested in having its name linked with the Czech Republic's beauty queens. Now, from beauty queens to hardy women. 45-year-old Běta Borová holds the Czech hardy woman record, 40 minutes of swimming in 1 degree Celsius cold water. Jumping in the Vltava for a morning swim while the rest of us are freezing in winter coats is perfectly normal for her. Last week, though, she unwittingly set off a major rescue operation when a bypasser happened to see her in the murky waters of the Vltava. Thinking that no one could possibly be in the freezing cold river of their own volition, the woman called the rescue service's emergency hotline, and within minutes she had police vans, emergency crews and a fire engine on the spot. Well, Běta Borová was not happy to have her morning swim cut short by a determined rescuer in a lifeboat, but at least the rest of us can take comfort in the knowledge that emergency crews are really doing their job well. Little Sonia, the first baby to be left in Prague's baby box for unwanted newborns, who I told you about last week, is to go back to her mother and twin sister. The mother decided to give her up because, as a single parent, she felt she couldn't manage the financial burden of twins, which sparked a wave of concern and solidarity from Czechs. Well, luckily, Sonia's mum left her birth certificate in the baby box, and when she decided she wanted her baby back, there was nothing to prevent Sonia from joining her mother and sister on that very day. A full 68% of Czechs say they use the internet for their own enjoyment during work hours, and a full 30% of those who do admitted that they spend 4 or more hours, that is half their workday, surfing the web. Only 16% of people polled said they were strictly forbidden to use the internet for other than work purposes. Well, that considered, it's pretty amazing that the economy is doing so well. Just think where we could be if people put in a full day's work.
Thank you very much, Daniela Lazarová there with this week's